Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's kind of like Shades of Rex Ryan, in my opinion at least. And it's John Mara. John Mara said he warned Brian Daboll not to get too big of an ego after his first great season. And, quote, you know, we kid him. Right now he's Bono walking around New York City, but I've told him it doesn't take too long to go from Bono to Bozo. That's a direct shot at Rex Ryan, in my opinion. Heavy set coach, and fans love him. Players adore him. Early success.
No.
Went all GQ and kind of became Bozo.
I thought of somebody else.
Okay, who do you have?
And I'll let Big Mac break the tie. Ben McAdoo, 100%.
That's your guy?
Ben McAdoo, because John Mara had Ben McAdoo.
Okay, I buy that.
And if you want to go with the clown, I mean, think about the clown suit he wore for his first press conference.
Now, that the second year after they went to the playoffs and they had that winning season, he showed up to camp that next year, completely different
slicked
hair. He had
back
the Gordon
hair.
Gecko slick back hair,
cocky.
Sunglasses.
See, I was thinking of Rex
lost a little
because
weight.
Rex did the gastric bypass. He started wearing suits. He's on the cover of GQ.
No. I'm sorry, bro. That's a complete shot at Ben McAdoo. And Big Mac's right, and I forgot about that aspect of it. When Ben showed up for year two,
he was different.
He became like more suave. I remember the hair; like he slicked back his hair, became this badass, and then did something which I didn't think was possible. After making the playoffs in his first year, managed to not even survive the second year.
Yeah,
he got
which
fired.
Has never happened.
I mean, that is almost impossible. Now, I think John Mara put a little bit too much blame on Ben for the Eli Manning situation, which sort of led to that. But nevertheless, my interpretation is this has nothing to do with Rex. This is a clear, direct shot at Ben McAdoo.
I mean, I'm looking at his introductory press conference with Jerry Reese, and the hair is fine. It's a normal haircut. You know, the suit was crazy big. And then I'm looking at a picture of him. You guys are right. I'm even looking at a picture of him with his two beautiful kids and his wife at the introductory press conference. Hold on, guess these.
God bless you.
Thank you. Pardon me. Then all of a sudden he showed up, and the whole thing is slicked back.
Yeah.
Yeah, plenty of gel. Yeah, how about that?
That's who he's talking about. Like,
is he still getting paid?
Yeah, he works for somebody. What team does he work
for? Isn't
he
the offensive coordinator in Carolina?
Well, he
was.
Was
that where he went?
Is he still there?
I forgot.
That's right. He's not anymore. Yeah, they changed regimes.
Here, Ben McAdoo, is he off? No. Oh, he most recently served.
Yeah.
Let's see where he's at.
Is he anywhere now?
He may not be. Hang on.
He's looking for a gig.
I mean, he wasn't a bad guy.
He was a bad guy. He just...
You know, that looks. Yeah, he will not return as Panthers offensive coordinator.
Yeah, so he's out of football for now. He was a consultant with the Cowboys for a year, and he was the QB coach of Jacksonville for a year.
Let me just say this real quick. Hopefully, he's okay and all that stuff. But, you know, Frank Reich comes in, and obviously a head coach comes in, rightfully so, you want to bring your people in. So I'm totally down with that. You want to clean house, bring in all your own guys that you work with before, respect, like, whatever the case may be. But I could make an argument that the last 6 weeks of that year, last year, both the head coach of the Panthers and Ben McAdoo did a really good job.
Well, shouldn't they have kept the interim head coach that they had, Craig?
I think they should have.
I agree.
Oh,
and they decided not to.
Not a shot of Frank Reich, but you know, Dave Tepper, the owner, said, listen, I'll judge these guys based on their performance. They can earn it.
And that's not what he did.
They clearly earned it.
Right. But now, that's not what he did.
No, I agree. Which is why, there's not a lot of respect for Dave Tepper as the owner of the Panthers.
No offense. I mean, to fire Steve Wilks, but then keep Ben McAdoo would have made absolutely no sense. No offense to Ben McAdoo.
I agree.
So when you kind of get rid of the entire staff, or get rid of the head coach, you're going to get rid of the entire staff. But John Mara is absolutely 1,000% just destroying Ben McAdoo.
And that's what he's doing. You told me that they held a grudge about Joe Judge because of the that press conference, the attitude, all the stuff that went down, in the last couple months of his tenure here, I get that part. But unless I missed it, and maybe I did, certainly possible. I don't think I was here when McAdoo got fired. Ben McAdoo was at least apparently like a good dude.
But he botched the benching of Eli Manning.
Okay,
and I think to the Maras,
but
and
they
to
allowed
a lot of Giants
to
fans,
do that too, didn't they?
Greg, I 1,000% agree with you, but it's easier to blame the dead guy,
of course. But that, if they wanted Eli Manning to play and keep the streak going, not have Geno Smith come in. They absolutely could have mandated that.
I 100% agree with you, but I think this is the way to kind of cover yourself. It was Ben's fault. There's a reason why McAdoo didn't last the season. I mean, think about it. He makes the playoffs in his first year. Just imagine this, Giant fans, and I'm not saying this is going to happen. Imagine Brian Daboll gets fired in the middle of next year. Like, you hear me say that right now.
No shot, right.
You think I'm crazy. Like, that's not possible. That's what it would have felt like if I told you after the first season of Ben McAdoo, he's not making the next year. That's how crazy it was that it went so bad so quick.
Yeah,
and that's the reference John Mara's thinking about, because I actually do believe this about the Giants. I think they pay less attention to the Jets than we give them credit for.
I think when the Jets are successful and they're the talk of the fan and us here at WFAN and the back page of the newspapers, then I think the Giants pay attention, much like the Yankees would to the Mets.
I'm not speaking on the Yankees here, but what I will say is that the only time I think the Giants were ever really upset with the Jets, and it had to do with Rex, was when they covered up the Super Bowl trophies. And that certainly turned out to be like, you could ask Victor Cruz the next time he's on your TV show, hey, what'd you think of that? It pissed everybody off. It angered people. It was a rallying cry. Other than that,
but
the Giants care about the Jets.
No, listen, I think if you're a random player, you don't care regardless about anybody, right?
I'm talking about ownership, too. I'm talking about everybody.
I think, listen, the Giants have long been the team of record in New York for all the obvious reasons that we don't need to enumerate again. But when the New York Jets had that little mini run with Rex Ryan, although the Giants obviously were coming off Super Bowls, I get that, they're aware of it. They pay attention.
No. They were bothered because Rex was arrogant
Rex
about it and took shots at the Giants.
Right.
That's where that came. I don't think it was about the Jets' success. I think if the Jets have great success this year with Aaron Rodgers, I don't think John Mara is going to care that much. I think it's different. I think the Ryan era was different because Rex directly went after them.
Well, I don't know. Maybe care is not the right word. I think if the Giants suck and the Jets are doing really well, I think there's maybe that added pressure of we can't allow the New York Jets to be the team of record in New York, but I could be wrong.
I think of all the teams in this town where there's like the local New York, New Jersey, New York rivalry, I think the Giants care less about the Jets than any other two or three teams in sports in this area.
Can you guys look up McAdoo's salary with the Jets, with the Giants, pardon me?
He must have done well because he didn't work for a few years.
He must have been at least $3 or $4 million a year, right?
I think so.
Had to be a 5-year deal, I bet.
Because, Craig, I think after they fired him, I don't think he took any kind of coaching job for 3 years.
No, it couldn't have been. Was it that long?
I'm telling you, I think he was out of. I think he sat back and good for him, by the way, and collected his paycheck. I don't think he was back.
So he was with the Giants. He left in 17. Yeah, you're right. He didn't get back into football until 20 with the Jaguars.
Right.
And then he's worked every year, 20 with the Jaguars quarterback coach, because you said consultant with the Cowboys in 21, OC for the Panthers in 22. And as of now, I don't think he has been added to his staff, at least that I'm aware of. I may not. It's also interesting, he was on that Packers staff the last time Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl.
Yes, he was. Right? That's what added to his value.
Right. That's probably how he got the gig in the first place. It's kind of, there's a lot of similarities, actually, to Nathaniel Hackett, because Hackett didn't call the plays either.
If you remember what happened, so he's the offensive coordinator under Tom Coughlin, does a great job. Eli has one of the best seasons of his career. They forced Tom out. McAdoo's being interviewed for the job, but then I think, correct me if I'm wrong, he interviewed McAdoo for the Eagles. And I think the Giants got nervous and said, oh, my God, we can't lose them to the Eagles.
Right.
And that may have put some more pressure on them to hire and promote Ben McAdoo as head coach.
Remember how everybody and their mama wanted, what's his name that went to Carolina?
Mama?
Matt
Rhule?
Yeah, the Giants wanted Matt Rhule in the worst way,
Matt
if you
Rhule,
remember correctly.
I do, and I remember Matt Rhule had his introductory press conference, very similar to Joe Judge, and everybody was fawning over him.
Yes.
Oh, my God, what a press conference.
That's
this guy's
guy.
Amazing.
We missed out on a winner.
And it's a reminder that these press conferences mean nothing, and here's more proof of it. Nick Sirianni was destroyed for his press conference when he joined the Philadelphia
by the
Eagles.
By Eagles fans.
Yes.
Now, someone, Junket Irishman, my main man, did point something out that has to be said, I think, to be fair. Anytime you want to talk about Ben McAdoo and him becoming a clown or bozo, if that's who John Mara is referring to, we must tell the rest of the story. And the rest of the story is that Ben McAdoo begged the New York Giants draft Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, hold on.
And that's got to be part of the story that's told.
Who leaked that story?
I imagine Ben McAdoo.
Oh, okay. So Ben McAdoo, Patrick Mahomes becomes a star, leaks out, hey, I wanted Patrick Mahomes. What a concept.
Listen to me.
What a freaking concept.
That
and you buy
by
it.
Way, Ben McAdoo would be thought in greater terms than Bill Parcells right now if he had gotten his wish.
Did he really want that, or is that him kind of changing the narrative after his tenure here went south? And here's my other question.
Yep.
As great as Mahomes is, would he have developed here? What would have happened
if
he was
here? That's a good question.
Here?
I always wonder that about guys. Like, if a certain guy, you know, had great success in one place, does that mean because he's just so wickedly talented, he would have eventually been successful at any place?
And I don't know, man.
Like, you know, Brady's a great example of that, right?
Yeah.
You know, Steve Young's a great example of that. Probably even better than Brady, really. Like, situation sometimes creates the opportunity to become a star.
Yeah, you need the perfect mix, I think. So I can't say Mahomes would have been a bum by any stretch, but he ended up in a perfect situation. Andy Reid, one of the great coaches of all time. By the way, that's a big part of your issue, big part of your flaw.
What's that?
You could have an incredibly talented team, but if you don't have the right coach in the NFL, what's going to happen? The Kansas City Chiefs have the proven right coach. So for anyone to put the Jets over the Chiefs until Robert Saleh proves he can coach in the NFL and win big games is a flawed argument.
No, because he's got Nathaniel Hackett here.
What does that mean?
What we've learned
the
about
guy who didn't call plays with Aaron Rodgers, the guy who's a failed head coach.
Overrated.
What are you
talking
about?
That's overrated.
No, coaching isn't overrated.
Yeah. No,
and the
that's
Kansas
overrated.
City Chiefs have it. No, coaching's overrated.
Here's what we know about Robert Saleh.
Coaching's overrated.
No.
That's what you just said.
Calling the plays is overrated.
I didn't forget that. The head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs is one of the great winners we've ever seen.
There's no doubt
Robert
about it.
Robert Saleh has never had a 500 season as an NFL head coach. That's not overrated. That matters.
He also
so go ahead.
He had Zach Wilson quarterback, and of course
he did. Now we're just blaming the quarterback?
Yes. And the coach a little bit, too, of course.
Andy Reid's going to the Hall of Fame. We don't know about Robert Saleh. That's a huge edge for Kansas City. Huge edge
I am
for
with
Kansas
you on that. Andy Reid calls the plays there also, and he's a brilliant offensive coordinator and head coach, obviously. Yes, I'm not obvious. There's no disputing that.
Thank you.
The Robert Saleh part of this is, and I think this does need to change, Robert Saleh, for the majority of the game, is a spectator.
Mm-hmm.
He don't call plays. He doesn't even talk to the defensive side of the ball, which is what his prowess is supposed to be. And I think that's got to change. I think this is obviously year three in what's been a failed year one and two, especially losing six games in a row to end the last season when the playoffs were a lock. This is the hot seat year for him.
What do you specifically want to have change? You want him to be more hands-on with the defense?
Yes, I do. I did.
Rex Ryan was hands-on with the defense. The biggest problem with Rex is that he didn't pay enough attention to the offense. So don't you like the idea of a CEO head coach?
I don't. I think you have to be like, listen, I know a lot of people talk about Robert Saleh. The guys love him. He's awesome from, you know, Tuesday to Saturday, which I know does mean something as far as, you know, managing 53 guys and all that crap. But I don't want my head coach to be watching the game on the sideline.
No.
I want him actively involved in the game.
So I guess we sort of agree. It's a caveat here. I don't mind that he doesn't call plays on defense. I want him to have his hands in on everything. Now, on the sidelines, should he be able to overrule the offensive coordinator when he's calling a pass play on a third and short? Absolutely, and I want my head coach to do that.
Right, because it ends with him. You're right.
So aspect, I agree with you, but I don't mind the fact that he is like a CEO head coach.
That's fine.
I don't mind that.
That's fine. Listen, I think it'll be a little bit different because it hasn't worked the first 2 years, but I think we do agree. We're a little off from where each other are. But that's fine. Yeah. Like, you're right. If it's 3rd and 7 and he hears in his ear, fullback up the middle, he better go, whoa, wait a minute. We're not running that play.
And you know what's funny about this is that we go through all the successful head coaches in the NFL. They all have a different way of doing it. I mean, Nick Sirianni is all just about his, you know, hands-on with the offense, forgets the defense exists, right? So that can still work. The Eagles went to the Super Bowl. We talked about Andy Reid, Bill Belichick. Like, the strategies of how hands-on you are with one side of the ball and if you're a CEO head coach, it can work. Like, there isn't one way that works better than others.
It goes back to our conversation of 2 hours ago. It works based on who your talent is.
Right, but you also have to put the talent in the best position to succeed. More in the NFL than any other sport.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But if you don't, listen, you could be the greatest. Bill Parcells ain't winning Super Bowls without talent.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.